Cindy, pero why are you rocking the studio headphones everywhere we go now?
Because I look cute and I listen to everything clearly.
You literally made studio part of your accessories today.
Hello, I don't leave home without it, girl. It sounds good, it looks good, and people ask me about it.
Quick reminder to those who think we're completely crazy saying random words. Studio is this brand out of Sweden, and they have these amazing headphones that are not just very pretty aesthetically, but also super functional and very affordable.
Hello.
Especially for things like having fun or even a podcast business, which is what we have, and we use it and we love it. And what I love the most, though, I will say, it's not just the clarity, but it's the fact that they're wireless as well. So like, you don't need 1,000 cords coming out of your head.
Yeah.
And also, I like that rosé accent that they add to it. So like, I have the black and rosé, you have the white and rosé. They also have like a blush with the rosé, which got a little too girly for me, but I could see people loving that one.
I'm all about it.
I know you're like into pink now, so this is your thing. Maybe you need a second pair of studios.
I'll probably do that.
Well, check them out, guys, just in case you're interested in looking for cool headphones that are also functional and very affordable. Check them out on studiosweden.com, and that's S-U-D-I-O, Sweden, like the country, .com.
Best part, you get a discount.
Uh-huh, honey. How?
Inner Bruja, all in caps when you check out.
Hashtag Inner Bruja, actually. Hashtag Inner Bruja, all caps, when you check out. And that's for all our Brujas out there who want to look fabulous but have a good set of headphones for your music or whatever, or even for conversations, because, again, they're wireless. So you don't have to put that radiation on your head anymore with a cell phone. You could actually just have this wireless thing on your head.
And it's safe. See, guys?
Hello.
Plus and plus.
So check it out, studiosweden.com. We love it. We love their headphones. And and we want to thank them, too, for sending us a pair, which we love and we rock every day.
Thank you. Hello, hello.
We're calling Annie the Alchemist right now.
So excited. We haven't spoken to her in a bit.
Today's combo's going to be great. Oh, hi, Annie.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great.
Well, we're
on. I'm doing good.
We're on now. This is Nat.
And this is Cindy.
And this is Morado Lens with Annie the Alchemist today. We have a very beautiful topic, I think.
Yes.
The one we could all relate to.
Might be a little tough to talk about, but I think it's important because we all go through it.
Basically, we're going to be talking about how we grieve in waves and how to go through that process, which is, it's a process that is set to us to grow. So it's a great process that a lot of us actually are afraid of and we push it away. But this topic is how to do it and do it spiritually and do it all the way so that you come out a stronger version of yourself than you were before and a wiser one.
There it is. And like you said, I want to just reiterate what you said because it's so important. And even for me to listen to that, it was necessary right now. Because right before this, you know, Cindy and I were talking about our purging. And sometimes you have to do a little purging, inner purging, outer purging. But I've been going through a lot lately and I've been doing kind of like a spiritual cleanse because I feel a little clouded. And then I feel like sometimes that pain that I thought I took care of through meditation or crystal cleansing goes away and then it comes back. And I'm like, oh my God, am I still stuck in the same place of hell? And I love to hear what you said. It made me feel empowered right now, which was that's the process. That's the way it's supposed to happen for you to grow.
Yeah. A lot of people are like wondering, why does this happen to me? Why does this happen to me? Actually, you manifest it. You chose to grow, and a lot of us, before we got here to Earth or whatever, we said that we came here to do some stuff and we wanted to leave with all these experiences and leave a certain type of way. So sometimes these things come and we might not be ready for them, but the universe is gonna send it to you since we asked for it. So like, I know, like, a lot of the things that have happened to me, it was because I had manifested that I wanted to be a really strong woman and independent and all these things. So, like, in order to get to that point, unfortunately, you know, the human process requires that we break because, you know, like, that famous quote, it's like the only way that the light gets in is if there's, like, a crack. You know, so there has to be.
I love that quote. Yes, it's so true.
I think it's Rumi that says it.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like everything else, right? When where there's beauty, there has to be pain. Like someone couldn't just flourish. Like a flower can't just flourish, or someone can't just be this the best that they are, or this person you look up to without there have been pain in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And that story behind the beauty is sometimes not so pretty or glamorous, but it's definitely mm-hmm. necessary for that growth mm-hmm. in a human being. But I love what you say. We attract that. So sometimes you're like, hey, I want to be this independent woman, or hey, I want to find, you know, the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. But no one knows, okay, you're going to get that. Oh yeah, you're going to get it because you put your intent out there already and you attract that. But no one ever says how, what you have to endure before mm-hmm. you get that. And that's you true. Sometimes you can't get it any other way. You can't go on Tinder or dating gate to find the man. Sometimes you have to get heartbroken to then find that right man. Sometimes you have to maybe be broke to then become independent
yeah.
or to appreciate that process. So it's so beautiful to hear. Annie, are there anything, is there a specific situation or moment in your life that you felt came in waves? And can you kind of take us through that grieving process?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did it feel like? What was it like?
I feel like every year I have one. Okay. I feel like every year I have one because I know that I, you know, what I manifested was something really great and big. Mm. So I grew up, you know, with an amazing family, but very sheltered and not, you know, like a very Cuban family where, I don't know. My dad always wanted me to be strong, but in order to be that, you have to go out and you got to get hurt and you got to get bruised.
He was protecting
you. So I feel,
you, was he?
Yeah, right. So I would say, honestly, I feel like a lot of men in my relation, in my life are the ones that come to help me get to that point, because whether it's career or actual relationships, I open up, I become vulnerable, and, you know, one way or another, like my last relationship, you know, he wanted balance and he wanted to be more spiritual, and we did like each other, but he wasn't ready to go through the transformation, and he ended up hurting me in the process. Mm. And it actually really hurt a lot that I would say I started doing things that I didn't, that I hadn't done before. For example, I went back to yoga after many years, and I sat through like 2 times a day yoga class.
Mm. Wow.
Because I needed to hear the spiritual words that they say in the class. I needed to do the movements. I needed, and I couldn't do my regular exercises. I had to be in like a peaceful, calm setting.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually like strengthened me so much, like mentally and physically. But I think that was one of the biggest grieving that I've had this year. And then I would say when I transitioned from teaching and freelance writing to a full-time blogger.
Oh, wait, that's a fun fact. No one really knows that about you, Annie, on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us, before you were this
Annie's
fashion
had like
poet,
9 lives.
Well, yeah, but Annie's also a very successful fashion blogger and lifestyle blogger, right? Mm-hmm. And then now you're an extension of that is your spiritual side, and you created Annie the Alchemist, which, you know, of course, is very aligned to a lot of the stuff we talk at Murado Lens, which is why you're such a beautiful attribute to our podcast, honestly.
Yes.
And it goes both ways,
Thank you.
But from our end, we understand why we're supposed to be working together and in mm-hmm. helping people empower them through our spiritual conversations. But I want to say this. Was the yoga thing before the heartbreak, or you're saying that that's something you started because you started dating this person and that helped you?
No, it was the aftermath.
Ah,
it was the
okay.
Like once I broke that whole painful thing, I remember I went to like my regular CrossFit class and the loud music and the yelling
yeah.
and then this. I was like, I can't be in this right now. Like I need soothing, peaceful, like, and I tend to retreat when I'm in pain. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what would make me feel better? And I remember a friend of mine on the phone was like, do yoga, you love yoga. And I don't even know how she even knew that, because it wasn't, I hadn't done yoga in years.
But
so
she remembered.
There you go.
I don't know.
That's what
friends are for. To remind
yeah.
you of facts, girl. That's important.
Yeah.
That's so
important.
So
I went and I started it. And Cindy knows, when you were down here, we ended up in yoga.
It was so good. Yeah, we did yoga, what was it, like twice? twice? Yeah, it was twice. That first class was amazing. I hadn't done yoga in like a good 2 months. And I was like, I do love yoga. Let's go do it. And it was an hour and a half class, I think. It was kind of intense.
So funny we're talking about this. I just got a subscription to the yoga place by my house. Because I've been for like 2 months so that I know I'm dedicated for 2 months. Yes. And that's a beginning point. But Annie, I'm so happy you're... Everything happens for a reason, because I feel like Cindy and I were just talking about just purging and spiritual cleanses in our last show. And I feel like there's this conversation now, and yoga is such a beautiful way to at least start that spiritual journey for those that maybe don't know how to do it on their own. It's not easy to meditate on your own when you're starting.
And not every single meditation session is a winner. You know, like some of them are like practicing to just sit still. Some of them are like, wow, I really only had 2 minutes of peace, and the rest were like all over the place. And then some of them, like, your body is physically uncomfortable in that position. And that's what happened to me at first when I started meditating. And I'm like, oh shit, this is like a whole new ball game. Like, I have to like really teach myself to sit here. And then the meditation instructor said the same thing. But that class with Annie was like half meditation, half yoga, and it was like one of the best yoga classes I've ever taken.
It was, that was the first time I took that class.
Apparently, in Miami
too.
Only. Damn it! So I can't have it all the way up here in Jersey.
Wait, what kind of yoga was it? Was it like vinyasa? Was it like hot yoga?
It was vinyasa. Like open and basic. So like open meaning any level. And but Cindy did a headstand.
That's right.
Hello.
I know. It was so weird. I was like, I'm going to do it.
I knew she was able to do that because her Tinder picture is her on a headstand.
No, it's not. Loca. Imagine. I'm like, Annie, capture this moment so I can be in love. No.
But I want to I want to go back because I completely, of course, me being neurotic, I went back. I completely didn't highlight the teacher, Annie the teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Tell us just a quick, like, I don't what know. Grade did you teach? When were you a teacher?
I taught for 7 years. And yeah, I was a freelance writer and a teacher for like 7 years. And I taught my first teaching assignment was like, seriously, was like during when 9/11 happened. So like a few days in, it was really crazy.
Dramatic. You came in there with like, they hired the right person. Like, this, we need some spirituality right now. They brought you in. Oh my God.
That is intense.
I'm like, what? It was really crazy. I remember the kids, I had to put them under like their desks. And you couldn't tell them what was happening. We just had to say that we were practicing for like a drill.
Oh my God.
What grade was
it? It was really 6th grade.
Aww, little kids.
Oh, that's when they become wise. They become assholes.
I was just going to say, I'm like, I was 12 years old. I knew way too much. I knew way too many Adina Howard lyrics. It was disgusting.
they got the most patient teacher, Annie, because I'd be like, these freaking jerks.
They probably felt your energy. God, like, she'll be good for this. Yeah. She'll be good for this.
What got you off that path? Although I feel like you're still on the same path. You're a teacher through Annie the Alchemist. Just different.
Yeah.
I mean, I love teaching. I love teaching, and I love the kids. That was amazing. I still run into some of them, like, today, and it's crazy because they're, like, 20-something, and they recognize me, and, like, it's just – it's really awesome. And some follow on social, actually. Actually, I had one right. Yeah, I had one right on The Alchemist. This is really, like, inspiring me even more. Blah, blah. I'm like, what? Yeah, like, really cool.
Well, funny part. Like, you're, like, this famous blogger now. So they're like, my teacher is not, like, this super known fashion and lifestyle blogger. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Fast forward, you're a teacher at heart. Like, that's
I got surplus into a different school. And they gave me a teaching assignment I didn't like. And I was miserable for 6 months.
Oh,
and I would cry every day driving to this.
Oh my God.
Like, new school. And it was hard. I had panic attacks and everything. Like, anxiety. Whoa. I had to pull over. And I was really spiritual. But when your body physically starts, like, shutting down from
that's emergency mode right there.
And I remember the principal at that school. I always say the story. She was really mean, and she had it out for me. And I'm really chill. Like, I've never had a problem at work or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And she just called me into her office one day, and she started yelling at me. And I remember I was just like, I sat there quietly and I got up and I said, the next time you speak to me, someone else is going to be in this office.
Ooh.
I like and that, I Annie. Sat- I've never heard this Annie before. It's kind of
sassy. She's
sassy.
Watch out.
Girl, you better sit me down and talk to me like that.
I think the wolf but only I- comes out when it's necessary. I like it. Damn.
You have to be firm with people. Say yeah. it kindly, but be firm. So I walked out. I remember, and she's like, you're leaving? I said, yeah, I'm going back to my classroom. I got in the middle of the hallway, and I looked in both directions, and I was like, and it was like, the lighting in that hallway was so depressing. It was just, ugh. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And I said to myself, I can't do this anymore. I went to my classroom, left everything in there, got my purse, gave my classroom keys to another teacher next door, and I said, here, I'm not coming back. I think the teacher thought I wasn't coming back for the day. I never went back. I drove off.
Oh, my God.
I drove off.
Good for you, though. I mean, poor kids. They're like, what the hell? First it's fire drills on the desk. And now it's
you're like, Miss Vasquez, peace.
Did you ever find out about this principal or, like, the status of just that school?
Did I ever find out the status of the school?
Yeah,
or like that principal that sucks, right, that's running that school.
You know what? She played a role in my life that, like, she was really mean and none of the teachers liked her and she was abusive, but
yeah.
I'm glad that she came into my life because, like, even the negative people play a role, you mm-hmm. know, and she pushed. I quit my job. I had no backup. I didn't know. I was just like, I'm not going to deal with this abuse. And I had started the blog, but I wasn't making.
It wasn't a job yet. It was just like a hobby.
No, yeah. And I remember I was crying and my mom was like, I called my mom. I was the first person I called. She's like, good for you.
Aww.
I'm proud of you. Aww. And then I went into my savings. I had, and I did it. It was what I needed to push me into the blogging and stuff like that.
Wow.
There you go.
That's so funny the way things happen like that.
But being aware that
you're
going through that.
Like you have to be put in uncomfortable situations in order to
grow. Exactly.
Did
exactly. You gotta.
No, I'm so sorry I interrupted you. Go on.
Oh, no. I mean, it gave me. I've always been a little bit shy, and it gave me the ammunition I needed to, like, get out of my shell. Because it's either sink or swim at that point,
right.
You know?
Holy
so
cow.
I got my book. How do you say it? By the end of the year I had my first like big job with Coach.
Oh wow, and look at that as a first one too. Like that's a great brand to even start just because it's a huge brand.
Yeah.
But look at that. Did you ever look back though and like feel regret for quitting or leaving, even though you know that it wasn't good for you?
No, I did something on purpose. So I had a choice so I went downtown to where the school board is.
Uh-huh.
And they told me that I had to go back into my teaching assignment or I was gonna lose my teaching certification that they would call it abandonment of job.
Oh.
And I said, so I will never be able to teach in the state of Florida? They're like, no. And I said, okay, good. Because I didn't want
that. Wow, but that made it official for you. Like, I got to
exactly.
keep it moving. That's a beautiful
Sometimes
story.
I didn't want to be like, in the process of when you're going to leap and you're in that motion of, like, going through the grieving and trying to, like, build yourself back up, you're like, oh, you question yourself and you're like, oh, my God, what did I just do? Oh, my God, let me run back. So...
Right, because you're thinking worst case scenario.
You could always have a backup. But that's what I'm saying. Annie took the jump and then realized after she took the jump, like, oh, shit, I can never be a teacher again because I abandoned my job. It's like a law.
Right.
So not being able to be a teacher again in the state that you know you've called home all your life, it's like it's almost like a rejection. And that yet it's such a beautiful, like, award.
Yeah, it's like liberation.
Liberation, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You freed yourself from that, like...
I'm glad I asked that question, though, because it does bring you to now, the Annie we're talking to now.
Yeah.
The evolved Annie comes from that very treacherous moment in life, because it sounds hilarious now, but I'm sure that day you left, that shit was a sad-ass day. You know what I mean? Like, the day you leave, you gave those keys, and you kind of felt like a quitter on your kids, not on that girl who's mean or whatever, but, like, on your kids and on your career that you worked so hard for already.
Yeah.
It had to be, like, heartbreaking to some extent, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt, honestly, I knew that I didn't want to be a teacher. I knew that it was just like one of those things that in between, but I did feel bad for the kids because they never got an explanation. They didn't know what happened. Mm, they came back from their electives class and they never saw me.
Wow. Did you have like, but, I know that you were like amped to start your blog or whatever, but there had to be like, you missed it, or the schedule of it all, the expectancy of like having income. Like,
I didn't miss it at all. I really didn't miss it. And actually, like, I was like happy to be out of it because it was a toxic environment. The last school I was in, like one before that was amazing. But what I miss was I had a paycheck coming in every month. I had health insurance.
Right.
Stability. Security in my, and I mean, I didn't have that. And I remember I don't know how many months of like, I was working so much because I had to make it work. And I would sit on my steps outside of my apartment and I would cry. And I was just like, what did I do? And then I would go back in and I'm like, okay, I got this. But it's good for scary. You. Yeah.
So you kind of went back and forth. This is what we've been talking about, how like you're doing this exciting thing, but like every so often you're kind of going to go grieve a little bit. And they're like those five stages that everyone talks about that they think is like a linear timeline, but it's not.
What are the five stages?
Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. So people think that you usually, like, let's just say, like, someone passes away in your life and you go through denial. Like, oh, my God, no, this didn't happen. Like, they're coming back. Like, you look at the couch, you look at the door, like, waiting for them to walk in again. That's denial, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, anger, like, fuck, I've kind of know what's going on and I'm fucking angry that person's not in my life. Like, who can I blame? Who can I put the
why did God do that to me or something?
Yeah, you're like, or like, did I have some part in this? So you're like angry at yourself, you're pointing the finger. And like bargaining, I forget like how to, I don't know how to describe that almost when, like
it could be like I feel like bargaining is when you're trying, you don't think it's like when you try to, well, in a relationship you would try to get back with a person and you'd be like, look, let's make it work, or like I think
yeah, I think sure. So and then like the other one is depression, which everyone is kind of like when they think of grief they think of depression.
But let's talk about this. When you reach that final stage, that's the most painful stage, I think. It's the depression part because it's like everything comes crashing down on you. And I think that's what people talk about, hitting rock bottom, you can't go further down anymore. But in a way, no one looks at it as like, no, this is the part where things are about to just get better, right? When you feel the shittiest, it's actually when you're healing the most.
Well, I think like when you're that low in your life, no matter if you like lost a job or a loved one or like whatever, like you could only go up from there. Like when you're like at your uttermost fucking low, you're like, all right, then here we go. Like anything else
is
like,
to lose.
You have nothing. And the thing about depression too, like for some people it could be like months. For some people it could be years because they don't want to go into the other phases like anger, denial, or even like acceptance, right? So that's what I was telling like some people, and like me, like when I lost my job last year, like I was depressed for a couple of months. Like I like working and you don't give me a job, I'm going to get fucking depressed. So, but like you jump back and forth from anger to denial. And sometimes it comes out of nowhere, right, Annie? And you're like, oh, hold up. I was happy. Triggered. Why am I all of a sudden angry? Like you're just like, oh, okay. And you just have to like, from what I've read and the, you know, therapy, like you just have to go with it. You can't like fight it because then it creeps up when it's not supposed to creep up. So whenever you're getting hit with one of those stages, you just have to like accept it and move on. At least that's what I've been told. Annie, do you have like any insight on that?
I mean, you have to accept it. My thing was like the last, let's say like relationship, for example, I couldn't get this person out of my mind and I had no communication. He would come back in my head and I was like, I would get really upset. And then I would get upset because I missed him and I just wanted it to be over. The thing is, like, you can't put a timeline on the process. It's whenever it happens, you know?
Is there a is there an affirmation or something that you use as a reminder every time you feel yourself going back in a setback? Every time maybe you think about this person too much, or all of a sudden you get this anger against this person, like maybe you run into him somewhere and you're like, oh fuck, like he reminded me of all the pain. What is your affirmation or your tactic to kind of recovering from that?
I mean, that's really awesome that you said that, because I did have an offer. Yeah, I did have one.
Yo, you're such a bruja right now. Nat.
I know she is.
I'm like,
because in my notes before we spoke, I had actually written that, like creating an affirmation for yourself.
Okay, honey.
And mine was that I'm strong. I can handle this pain. I'm going to let it come in and flow out like an ocean wave. And I know it's only going to last for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then I'm going to be fine. Because it'll come in. And then it feels like hell for like however long it is. And then all of a sudden it goes away. It's kind of, it's crazy.
That too will pass.
But it's, yeah. And exactly.
Yeah. So because when it comes, you're like, and it comes so out of nowhere. Bad. Yeah. It comes out of nowhere. And I know what Annie's talking about. Like, it feels so bad that you're like, this is it. This is how I die. Like, that's how bad it feels. That you're like, how can I come back from this? Like, you feel like you just can't, or like you feel like you're regressing, but you're not regressing. You're just going
you're
through
healing.
It
you're healing
at that moment. Yeah.
And then, so Annie, that's your affirmation. That's a beautiful thing. Do you suggest that people kind of create their own that empowers them, whether it's a quote or a poem or whatever?
I mean, they can use that one, like reminding themselves that they're strong, that they can handle this pain, that they're going to let it come in and out like an ocean wave, that it's only going to last. Or they can, you know, they can do their own. It's whatever feels good. And honestly, like, that journaling your emotions out sometimes helps, because we have a lot of stuff that gets in there and we have to let it out. And like doing a burn letter, if it's with a relationship with someone.
You mentioned this last time. Give a quick rundown on that one, just for anyone who
missed
that.
A burn letter is just when you sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and you write out all your feelings towards this person or a job that you had, whatever it is. And then you go outside, you with a lighter or match, you set it on fire and you burn that, and the ashes rise and it releases you from that, whatever you had inside. And this is a practice that's been going on for years that a lot of natives use. And it's a release. And actually, in this monastery in Miami, they actually do that as well. Theirs is different. You just write it on the paper, and then they have like a bowl, and it's set on fire there.
That's amazing.
But I love how I love how Annie's like, she's like, safety first, because through this spiritual talk, like, you have to go outside though and turn
it on. That's really good to know, Annie. And I wish you would have been there when I did mine.
Cindy burned that shit in the house and the fire alarm went off.
Girl, I put it in the sink and I was like, I'm not going outside. It's cold. It's cold. And I'm like, maybe I'll sign my window. I'm like, no, might really start some shit like in a tree. So I was like, all right, the sink. And then I was like, damn, it's like really burning. It's going high. And I'm like, oh, so midway in that burn letter, I had. You know, I put water on it. And in my head, I'm like, that's not going to be good spiritually. It's like I only got halfway through my burn letter, halfway through my grieving, right? So now my idea is I'm going to go outside and I'm going to do this the right way. And I have read that sometimes you might need to write more than one letter. So, I mean, this comes in handy anyway.
And it comes in waves. Yeah. Like, one thing might be upsetting to you. Talk about that and let that go through flames and ashes up in the sky.
That's right.
But Annie's saying you need three things only. You need a paper, pen or pencil, and intent.
Yeah.
You know, those are three tools that you bring to the table when you're going to actually write this down, because you could write, but actually be present in the words that you're putting down, because that's where the intent really is. You know, the fire and the burning is part of the ritual, but I think that intent there is, oh, Annie, by the way, Laylee, I read The Secret a long time ago, right? I think I was way too young for it, because it sounded great, but I don't know if I really took it in the same way. And then I told you recently I've been purging and feeling really down on myself, like just not worthy of shit, right? And I'm like, this is so unlike me. And as a bruja, I have to heal before I could help other brujas heal. So I've been asking the universe to just give me things that bring more clarity into my life. I don't know what they are. I just know I need clarity. And I'm going through Netflix one day, and my husband, like, I tell him a lot because he's my friend and my partner in crime. But sometimes when I see him going through his own set of issues, I don't burden him with mine. I wait for kind of like the wave to go down on him for me to come in and load him with some of my like shit, right?
That's really considerate, though. That's really that a lot of people don't do that, so that's really that's really
cool. I mean, I do it from a very like parental place too. Like, I'm like, I'm fucking drained for my son. I don't want to drain him for our son, because someone needs to be kind of balanced right now for little Wolf, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is that he didn't know I was really going through this, and he's like, babe, you know what I think we should watch today? I'm like, well, he's like, The Secret. I'm like, oh, that shit looks boring as hell. He's like, I feel like we need it though. I'm like, fine, put it on. Guess what, honey? It's everything I needed for that day and for moving forward, because it talks about attraction. That's what the book is based on, and that's what the movie focuses. It's like, don't think about the things that you don't like or don't want, because you're going to attract that even though you're the universe doesn't pick up if it's good or bad. It picks up on vibrations. So you keep giving out negative, giving energy to negative things, those that's negative things are coming to life. That God doesn't hate you. The spirits and the moon doesn't hate you. They're giving you actually what you're asking them for, to your point, Annie. So basically, only think of the positive things that you want, or the positive outcome is what you should be focusing on or dreaming about and visualizing and drawing.
No matter how big it is.
No. Yes. And then, of course, when you go through a sad moment and you think of that sad thing, be aware of it, honor it. Yeah. And then boom, right after, focus on, wait, what do you want the outcome to be?
And that's what Annie was saying. Like, when it comes, like, embrace it, the bad stuff. You're going to survive. You're going to get through it. Right. Because if you don't, it's kind of like you suppress it, and that's what you're also focusing on subconsciously. So it's like what you're attracting as again. Well. So, girl.
So wait, God. So Annie, so how are you feeling through this? I mean, you say you get it once a year. I'm sure we all have one thing a year that we're like grieving, whatever it may be, big or small. How, where are you now in your grieving process?
Oh, I'm done. I finished it. So it happened February, I want to say like maybe a month ago. I think I was pretty much done, or maybe before. It was weird because I also had a face-to-face with this person.
And I happened to be there.
Oh, that's when you were in Miami.
Oh, well, after we talked. After that.
After we saw you here in New York?
Dios mío, gasp. I didn't know this, guys.
No, Cindy was with me when I ran into him in the restaurant.
Right.
It was really, yeah, after you guys saw me in New York. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
We talked. It was FaceTime.
Drop the cheese.
But he apologized. Okay. And I just saw him in a different light. And I just remember thinking to myself, thank you, universe, for breaking us up, because this is not a person I would want in my life anymore. I don't know what I was thinking, but everything makes sense at the end too. So,
so you got your closure through that FaceTime.
I got it.
Yeah.
And I'm good with it.
Good for you. It's so funny the way things work. Holy shit. I did not know this at all. I'm still shocked. I was like, oh, wow.
I forgot to tell you. Yeah, I feel like it was just I don't know. It just happened. And I can't even remember how it happened.
How do you think he feels?
I know that he feels bad about it, because he did say some things like, because I said, why did you delete our picture after so many months? He's like, because you deleted all of ours a long time ago. I said, oh, so you were looking while you unfollowed.
They're always looking, honey.
Yeah.
They're always looking, yes.
Se hacen los huevos, pero de huevo no tienen nada.
Yeah.
I mean, even I creep.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I used to creep on my ex on social media, but you know, sometimes you got to cut the cord.
But honestly, I creep on just my friends. Sometimes I don't know. Like, for example, this is Nat talking. Me and Annie have a beautiful relationship, and it's off Morado lens, behind the scenes. When Annie comes to town, Cindy and me and Annie, we take over the city. And we have great times.
The whole city.
Right? So it's like we have a relationship outside of the podcast as well. But that doesn't mean that I'm talking to you, Annie, every day, or I know what's on your mind, or that you're going through this thing this week. Right?
Right.
And recently we're going to have this show with you, and we've been on a hiatus, as you know. We've all had a moment of summer vacation. And Cindy's like, oh, what do you want to talk about with Annie, this show coming up? And I said, you know, I've been seeing in her feed X, Y, and Z, and I think this is what she's telling the world she's going through.
Yeah.
And Cindy's like, I think you're right, and I felt the same thing. And so hearing your story now, I'm not necessarily, well, that specific one of FaceTime, I didn't know, I was surprised. But like you, what you're talking about in the grief, this wave, I've been seeing this wave. I've seen you gone from having a picture of this man to seeing no pictures of this man. And right away, yeah. I knew, without you telling me anything or Cindy or anyone, I knew there, something there is not working out anymore. And then after that, I saw a lot of posts, and you're very positive. So the posts are always positive, but they're still very symbolic of mm-hmm. what wave you're in as far as your grieving goes.
Yeah.
So I knew exactly where you were when you were there through your honesty on social media.
And that's such a beautiful thing to share, because no one, there's not enough vulnerability on social media. No. I'll say it now and I'll say it again. And
everyone's so perfect.
Yeah. And then like to be able to like put yourself out there a little bit, that's like so honorable. So I'm glad you're doing that, because a lot of people grieve and they think that they're grieving alone. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like the powerful thing we can take away from social media. That's just why like we like to have these conversations and like put it out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Annie, what do you, what's
I'm glad that you're saying that too. Aww. Because I'm really transparent, but also I feel like what you're saying about the whole grieving thing and social media, a lot of people, it's hard, it's a hard process to go through alone. But I feel like you have to, you know, like one of the steps of like getting through it is to tell someone, you know, like a friend or someone that you really trust. Because like I remember Cindy, you and I called each other, or like would text each other when we're going, remember we had the same breakup type of thing, and
we broke up with someone like around the same time,
and I started dating someone around the same time.
It was so weird. I was like, wow, it's like we're living parallel lives, and like we're both grieving at the same time. So we were like each other's support system, and like that helped me so much. And I don't think I would have healed as fast as I did had I not had that support system. So that's why I think it's important to tell somebody what's going on, because you have no idea. Like, everyone has gone through it, even as perfect as their life seems. So, like, mm-hmm. if you open up yourself a little bit, you might find some, like, solace and, like, someone else is, like, you know, hurt and how they handled it. Like, and it's mm-hmm. important.
And that brings me to the next thing. If you don't feel like you have someone, or you don't want to get personal with one particular person, Cindy and this is a surprise to you, Annie, too, because we haven't told anyone.
Mm.
We are creating a hotline just from Arado Lens.
Hello.
That you can call whenever you want. It's 24/7. Mm-hmm. So you leave your questions for Annie the Alchemist or for Cindy and I. You leave your feedback. You can leave us your sorrow, your spiritual banyo you may want to share with the world. We will always honor your privacy. So if this is a private call-in and you just want us to give you a call back, or if you have something to say and want to do a call-in when we're recording and include it, we are open to all and everything,
mm-hmm.
Given that it's about healing and empowering one another, because that's what we're about on this show. So we'll be giving out that hotline number in the next coming show. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, and we'll be sure to put it on our Instagram once it's there. But Annie, the reason why we created this is we feel like a lot of people want someone to call and ask for help.
Yeah.
And I feel like our Murado Lens podcast has become somewhat of a healing center for a lot of people spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it's doing that, but I'm also saddened that we can't always be there for them when it's actually happening.
Yeah.
We're doing it like, you know, like to your point, like 3 months later, 2 months later, when they're probably over the grief and they needed us at a different time.
Right.
Also, people love Annie the Alchemist on Murado, and really, our audience is
really, they do.
They love your Bruja ass, and they're like, this is great. Where can we get more? So as opposed to bombarding you with it, I feel like this hotline, we're going to cultivate this moment. And every time we have you, we're going to basically, you're going to be their,
mm-hmm.
their Walter Mercado, so to speak, of the future banyos of what they should do with their issues, you know, because they're specific to you, Annie the Alchemist, but on the wavelength of like empowering one another and Brujas alike. So stay tuned for that, because I know it's going to be needed and necessary for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, thank you for being so vulnerable on both social media, but also on our podcast.
Thank you.
And I can't thank you enough, because I don't think enough of it is happening. People are not doing that for one another as much as they probably should.
Yep.
You know, all you get that is from like the Tony Robbins of the world. Well, guess what? Not everyone has access to Tony Robbins, okay?
No one has $5 to pay for a C for a conference, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a lot of money.
He's a hefty price. But let me tell you, Annie does just that. And I think Murado Lens, I hope Murado Lens could do something similar for the world when it comes to healing.
And I should add that, like, you know, we have Annie, who is awesome. We have ourselves at your disposal now. Mm-hmm. And But this doesn't take away from the fact that if you do need therapy, like, please go get professional help. Please reach out to friends and family. Like, those, that's your support system. Mm-hmm. Like, work on your support system. But also, like, I've been there, Nat's been there, Annie too. Like, it helps to talk to someone that's been through it. You know, it's, we can be like your virtual, like, bruja support system. That's absolutely, that's kind of like what we're about. And, you know, why not share the love?
There you go. Any last words for the audience on grieves or anything that they could help them through a grieving period?
I just wanted to give them like five tips, like five really quick tips.
Yes. Is that fine?
Okay. When you're grieving, that tends to bring a lot of tears. And if you're outside doing it, that's great because you're not bringing it inside. But if you happen to be inside, which is usually the case, mm-hmm. make sure that you sage right after. Mm. So you clear that energy out completely and you keep your home like clean and purified. When you can, spend a lot of time outdoors in greenery. Because it's connected to our heart chakra. Okay. Green is actually the color of our heart chakra. And so being outdoors and in nature, that helps you absorb like good loving energy back in.
Does cannabis, so you might... does cannabis count, Annie?
Ideal.
If it's green, yeah.
You know, Nat's going to jump in there with the cannabis. Like, you're telling me I should smoke more weed and open up my heart chakra? Dios mío.
I feel like it's better to be sober when you're not, when you're going through the process.
There you go.
You know, as far as baths, mm-hmm. I would keep it simple and to the minimum and just, you know, braise the tub with water and sprinkle a lot of salt and dip yourself in there because the salt, just like the ocean, cleans you of everything. Ooh, you know,
and I'm going to do that tonight.
Epsom salt, yeah. Or any salt?
Any salt. Actually, when I was traveling, I remember I was like feeling really bad. I was like, I need a salt bath. I called room service and they brought me salt and I did my baño right there. And
they charge you like $100 for that salt?
No, it's free.
They were like, it's Himalayan salt, honey. That's what they said. But I love that. I'm totally going to do that tonight.
Yeah, the salt is awesome. You're going to want to stay in there. The other thing is to get rose quartz for self-love because you need that for you. Yeah, now you have to take care of yourself during this process. And that, you know, that rose quartz is going to give you like good vibes, good energy. And then two more things. Plants heal. Like I said, going outdoors or whatever. Mm-hmm. So African violet is an awesome plant that heals and it's really good for cleansing old heavy energy and bringing in new energy. Okay. So
I love that.
Yeah. And then basically to drink a lot of water so that you're detoxifying,
right?
Because everything inside of us is connected, the energy, the water, and eating healthy so that your energy stays high. You know, like McDonald's is going to make you might taste good and you might want comfort food when you're going through it. But if you eat healthy, you're going to feel lighter and more energetic.
Right. Not low. Right. Low energy with all those bad foods. Exactly. Like dead foods are like frozen foods. So try to stick to more natural plants that are alive, like a fruit that's fresh as opposed to something that's fried or something. And speaking of plants, you keep mentioning plants, Annie. It's so funny. Cindy and I were literally talking about this and I created all these terrariums for my home. Which I'll be selling on Etsy.com very soon.
Oh, my God. They're beautiful. Oh, awesome. I cannot wait.
I'll keep you posted. And we have one for you, but I'm going to give that to you in your hands when you come to the city.
Ooh,
okay.
It's beautiful. It'll be some incentive to come ASAP.
But I've been adding more plants is my point, which I haven't been doing. And I even went. I went shopping, vintage shopping in Massachusetts recently where all the old brujas used to live at. And I ran into this tarot cards. It's plants. It's all a tarot of plants. And it's different. It's beautiful. But also it's because my spirit's been asking me for greens, to your point. So I kid on the cannabis part, but I don't because I went to Seattle. No, because, you know, cannabis has a lot of medicinal purposes. And it's actually not smoked that it's as medicinal. It's actually as a tea that it's medicinal.
Oh, okay.
So I have this Rastafarian man who I buy all my juices from and my vegan food in Newark, New Jersey. What up? You know who you are. and you know, I told him I was going through a cleansing period. I'm going vegan again for some time just to cleanse my spirit, honestly. And I said, I'm also not drinking any alcohol or wine specifically, which is what I like at times, but also I'm not smoking for a little while. And he's like, but Mon, you don't have to cut off cannabis. I'm like, well, I kind of feel like I should. And he's like, you just have to turn it into a tea. Too many people want to smoke it and they forget that it's an herb and you should steep it in hot water.
That's, I'm about that life. To use it as
tea because you don't necessarily get high. It just heals your body and it starts to work your system. That's what I need
because I have arthritis, girl. You know, I need to get on that.
So it's for people who don't necessarily want to get high. You don't get high off the tea, but it does create, it does cleanse you and help you with a lot of illnesses or whatnot. So when I say cannabis, I kid, but I don't, because it's still a plant and it's still medicinal. Mm-hmm. And I think people don't need to look at just dandelions as plants. This is a plant from the earth. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. it's been shamed by media, but it's actually got beautiful properties.
Believe me, I get it. I'm trying to get my family in on it too, because I know if it's medicinal benefits.
It absolutely does. And so I bought these tarot cards, Annie, that are all plant-based, and I'm learning about the plants. And with that said, I'm shoveling and I'm going to pull out a tarot card to see what your plan of the day is, Annie.
Ooh. Oh, thank you. I love this.
So tell me when to stop.
Okay, stop.
Okay. Well, you got the daughter of the summer plant. Ooh. And it's the maidenhair fern.
That's the maidenhair fern. It's spelled, I have to Google this.
It's spelled M-A-I-D-E-N, maiden, one word, hair, H-A-I-R. So maidenhair is one word, and the second word is fern, F-E-R-N.
So it's so pretty. Beautiful. I just looked it up. And it is really beautiful.
It's considered the daughter of summer.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, we're going to take a picture of it and send it to you, Annie. I love that. That's okay, so cool. Pretty. I love it.
Love, love.
So we all know what the next Instagram artwork is going to be with Annie.
That's right.
I got to go get one now.
Yes. Annie, do you want to include anything else that we didn't get to ask you?
No, I think that's good.
For everyone out there, check out Annie on Instagram at Annie the Alchemist. And that's A-N-N-I-E, the Alchemist. One word. And check out, she always puts up great spiritual passages and cleanses and just advice that really helps you grow from inside to out. And definitely check her out on Murado Lens. We feature Annie once a month and we love every time we get her on. We have a whole set of other brujas that are discovering themselves and love the fact that they're feeling comfortable in that realm because of this, really.
And if you have any questions for her specifically to like the knowledge that she dropped today, feel free to email us at muradolens@gmail.com or hit us up via DM on Instagram and we'll feature your question on the next show.
Okay, honey. Well, Annie, thank you again. I appreciate it. My TV show in the future is going to be called Okay, Honey.
I am totally sure that's going to be spot on.
All right, Annie, thank you so much, Brujita. All right, we love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Don't forget to get your plant, Daughter of the Summer.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm going to Google that too.
All right. Well, this is Nats.
And this is Cindy.
And this is Murado Lens.
Bye-bye.
Peace.